Good evening. It's good to be home. It's good to have the extended body of Christ gather to celebrate faithfulness and friendship. Thirty and a half years ago on my birthday this week, the Lord asked Casey and I to stay in Rochester. That's sort of like stepping out of the boat when you know that you have this huge promotion waiting for you in Tennessee. But it's sort of like what he did to Abraham, but in reverse. We knew where we were, and he asked us to stay put. Well, a couple of years ago, the Lord started talking to Pauline and said, how about North Carolina? That's where Casey and I just vacationed with our kids and grandkids. It's beautiful down there. It's raining down there. You know what that is? That stuff that falls from the sky. And over the course of the last year and a half, the Lord has confirmed again and again that Pauline was supposed to go to North Carolina. So at the beginning of this year, she said, after she had found a place where she's going to live, she said, I think I will be down there by the end of September, maybe by September. And it looked like we were moving toward the September time frame. And you know how the Lord likes to confirm that he's been speaking to you? She needed a job. She's got a job. The place that she really wanted to be staying at until she could get acclimated to the region wouldn't be available till toward the end of August, maybe the middle of August. Then it was opened up on the 1st of August. But then she had to sell her house. It wasn't even on the market. Puts it on the market. First person that comes through says, I'll buy it for cash. And it closes on Monday. So when the Lord wants you to do something, he confirms it. And when he wants you to do it now, he accelerates it. So we're here tonight to celebrate the years that he's given us with Pauline. I've gotten to know Pauline over the past 27 years. Some of you have had more time than we. But Pauline has served faithfully as a deaconess and worship leader, friend and sister, daughter. So as we start to celebrate tonight, Pauline.
Crying in the car over here.
It's for your wrist so that when you make a wave offering to the Lord, there'll be a fragrant aroma that goes up to him. So tonight is all about worship. Tonight is all about celebrating who the Lord is and how he loves each of his kids. So if the Lord should give you a word or a scripture or a song, we're going to pray over Pauline later and send her out. See Pastor Lisa or Casey or myself. If you want to dance, dance. If you want to flag, flag. If you want a somersault in the aisle, don't hit anybody. Go ahead and do whatever it is the Lord shows you to do. But just rejoice in him. Celebrate him for the faithfulness that he has to every generation. Let's worship the Lord. And we want to thank a bunch of Pauline's friends for showing up. Keith and Jamie and Sherry, Bob and Sue. To lead worship so Pauline can just enter in and enjoy. Let's worship the Lord.
We serve a mighty God, don't we? we say He is mighty to save. He is mighty to speak. He is mighty to move in the earth. He is mighty inside of His sons and His daughters. He is mighty in the circumstances that we face.
He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the needs compassion, a love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. You are the hope of nations.
He can move.
God, you're mighty to save. You are mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, you rose and conquered the grave. You have conquered the grave. One more time, Junior, you can move the mountains. My God, you're mighty to save. You are mighty to stay forever, author of salvation. You rose and conquered the grave. You conquered the grave. It's who you are. It's who you are.
From the most intimate of times in the garden, when I reached down and pulled the dust of the earth and formed man and breathed my life into your lungs, my glory hovered over you. And I covered you with glory that came from from my heart that now proceeds from my throne. And I even made a pathway for you. And on that pathway I have appointments and opportunities. And in the midst of the opportunities, there will be trials. But I have given you my glory to cover you as you go through the trial and to show you the way to the other side. From the beginning of time, my desire was that my glory would cover you, and that you would desire my glory.
Thirsty for your presence.
There's nothing else, there's no one else. We're hungry for your glory. We're hungry for your glory. We're thirsty for your presence. There's nothing else, there's no one else. We bow before you, God, 'cause you're hungry. We bow before you, 'cause you're hungry. Father, listen to our earnest prayer. Jesus prayed years ago. This is called Glory Come Down. That the glory you had given him, we would somehow come to know. So make us one according to your plan, as in heaven it will be. Fill us with the truth and righteousness you desire the world to see. Let your glory and
Let your glory
in this place. We present you our hearts, rest in this place. Every chamber, rest in this place. Every part of our history, rest in. Part of our destiny, rest in this. Every hope and dream, rest in this. Our greatest abilities, oh, rest in this. Our lowest places, come, rest in. Let the fire fall, let the wind and blow, let the glory come down. Let the fire fall, let the wind and blow, let the glory come down. Let the fire fall, let the wind and blow, let the glory come down. Glory come, let the fire fall. Glory come down, come down. Let the fire fall, let the wind blow. Let the glory come down, come down. Let the fire fall, let the wind blow. Let the glory come down. Let the fire fall, let the wind blow. Let the glory come down. Let the fire fall.
For the glory.
And do not wait for the same song that you have heard. And do not wait for the same sound that has moved you in the past. And do not wait for the same move of my spirit that blew upon this region in days gone by. For there is a new sound that I have released from my throne room. And it will make the way and cut through the darkness that has concealed what I have in place for you. The sound will open the way when my sons and daughters will walk in the midst of the sound that I am breaking over them. For the sound will open up a new song in your heart, and the release of that song from your heart will prepare your feet for the path that I have set before them. For without the sound, there will be no song, and without the song, the path will remain hidden by the darkness that has stolen your inheritance. Know that I am about to collect all that the enemy has withheld from my sons and my daughters, and I am about to reveal those secret places that have concealed the spoil. But it will be for those who have an ear to hear the sound and a heart to release the song that my sound births within them. And then their feet will run upon the path, and they will find all that I have ordained for them to move into abundance and walk forward with.
Ever since worship started, I've been feeling the ground tremble. And I saw people trying to stand, and they weren't sure of their footing. And I heard the word shifting sand, and the Lord said, I am moving things within your life and within the landscape that you may not recognize, but know that your feet have been set by me, that you stand upon the rock, and that though things look like they're not stable, I have made you stable. And I feel especially, Pauline, as you go, the things that you see that look like they're a little bit out of place, the Lord is saying, know that I have set your feet. Know that I have put you in the place that you're supposed to be. And that no matter how things look in the natural, don't be dismayed by that, but understand that you stand where I have called you to stand. The Lord said, within the next few months, the things that I'm going to shift in everything that you see in your family, in your neighborhood, in your state, in your government, understand that the shifting of the sands and the changing of the landscape comes from me. Do not be dismayed and do not fear, but understand that your feet have been set and you are to stand in the place that I have given you to stand.
Earlier, the Lord spoke to me about communion. And the word that Keith just released is similar to the unique circumstance that Mary faced, Jesus' mother. For 33 years, she was sure she had heard that her son was the Son of God. For 33 years, she had stored up in her heart every word that the Spirit of the Lord and the angels of God had spoken, and she pondered all of the words that men spoke about her son. But here he is fulfilling Father's plan, hanging on a cross, and she has not abandoned him. And neither has his friend John. And Father had already prepared a place for Mary. And he had already prepared a family for John. And at the cross, Father's plan was revealed. When Jesus said, "Woman, behold your son. And son, behold your mother." The cross is Father's plan for each of us. We all come to it through a different path in life, but it is the only way to Jesus Christ, and it is the only way to the Father. And when we embrace his cross, his plan is revealed. Because when we embrace the cross, just like the prophetic word, we're on the solid rock. We can't be shaken, though the winds of change swirl around us. Tonight, as we take the communion elements, allow Holy Spirit to speak to you the direction and the timing for your next step, so that your step is in line with where he wants you to go. The prophetic words the Lord's been speaking over us tonight are the pathway. We each have a place on that path, and we can only get there through the cross. As you take the elements tonight, ask Father to reveal to you where your next step is. Even if he says, "Stand," when you hear him say, "Stand," you know you can stand with authority. When you hear him say, "Turn to the left," you know you can turn with authority. If you hear him say, "Run," you know you can run with authority. Tonight we just want to hear individually where our next step is. Please come up to the center to take the elements. Father, you told David to wait until he heard the sound of the rustling in the treetops to know which way to go. And Jesus, you told the disciples to wait in an upper room until the promise came. And you gave them power from your throne room. Holy Spirit, we wait upon you tonight to speak to us the next step. Jesus, you are the way and the truth and the life. And as you said, you are the only way to Father. Holy Spirit, we surrender to you again tonight and ask you to guide our steps, that each step will take us closer to the Father, that Christ will be seen in us more fully, and tomorrow he will be seen in us even more fully again. Jesus, we invite you to take hold of every aspect of our lives, our marriages, our families, our homes, our congregations, our city, our state, and our nation. You are the King of Kings. And tonight we commune with you as the one true King of our heart. I know that some of you have already had the chance to be used of the Lord powerfully in Pauline's life, but if he should move on you, this is a love offering to send Pauline to North Carolina. If he should move on you to give, do as he leads you. If he doesn't, do as he doesn't lead you. In other words, obey the Lord. If you need a receipt for your gift, there's envelopes on the back counter, and we'll make sure you get a receipt for that. But the love offering is going to help Pauline get established in North Carolina. So, Pauline, do you have some things you want to share?
I just want to thank everybody for coming. Some of you I haven't seen in a little while, and it's nice to see you. I'm very touched by you all being here. And I know some of you know I'm touched, but it means a lot to me. And thanks, you guys up there. Appreciate it. Well, as Al said earlier, it was about 2 years ago this very week, after I visited some friends that live outside of Charlotte, as I was driving up to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania to stay overnight, that the Lord spoke to me in my heart and said, you're going to be moving down here. And I just about drove off the road. And I was quite shaken, and I pulled off, I think it was in Statesville, and went to a Starbucks and got a moving guide. And I got to Gettysburg and called Ron and Lisa. Pastor Ron was still with us. And I didn't say a word to either one of them about what the Lord had spoken to me. And Lisa and I were just chit-chatting. And she says to me, so, did the Lord speak to you about moving there? And I just about fell over on the bed in the hotel room. And I said, yes, he did. And I wish I could say I was like Mary, the mother of Jesus, and said, "Be unto me according to your word, Lord." But after we hung up, I was very angry at God. I said, "How could you do this to me? How could you take me away from my family, my little great nieces, my nieces, and all my friends and family at Shepherd's Heart?" And I was walking around that room. I was upset. And then I realized what I was doing, and I stopped and I said, "Lord, forgive me. I sing it, I say it, whatever your will is, whatever you want, I'll do it." And did I mean it? So I said yes. I said, "Lord, forgive me. You're my Lord. You come first, and whatever you say, I'll do." In the last 2 years has been a working out of that process. I've had to come to terms with a few things along the way. And as Al mentioned Abraham earlier, when he called Abraham, he said, "Leave your father and your father's family and go to the land I will show you, because it will be to your benefit," is how it reads in the Amplified. And I know that this is what God has for my life. I don't know what he has for me down there, but I know it's good. And I know he's good. And if anybody ever tells you, or you ever tell anyone, that following Jesus or making him Lord and Savior of your life is easy, don't believe that. It's not an easy thing, but it's a good thing. Right? And if anything, through these last 2 years, I've learned he's got to be first. It's a hard thing, but he's first. And that's what I've been telling my family, my biological family, my family here, people I've run into. I've had opportunities to share the story with just numerous people, pods, who does, my cousins. I don't even remember who I've talked to over the last month or so. It's been a whirlwind. I'm going to miss you all dearly, and you're always going to be a part of my life and my heart, because the blood family of Christ is thicker than water, amen. And y'all, you know, you may know I'm Italian. I'm pretty close to my family, too. But the family of Christ, that's eternal. So, back those 2 years, I asked the Lord, "So when is this going to happen?" And he said, "Well, by the time you're 58. And I said, "Oh, okay." So I am around that, a little over that age now. And my house sold quickly, thanks to my realtor, Mary Shuza, Al's oldest sister. It sold within 2 days, I think, the first person that came through. All cash, which is why I'm on this whirlwind of this month getting ready to go to North Carolina. And I just want to encourage my brothers and sisters here at Shepherd's Heart to welcome Ron Sykes. Encourage him. He is going to be a firebrand for this house. So let him put a fire under you too. And to you young people or young men and women in the back, I just want to encourage you big time. Submit to those who are over you. We have good people in Alan Casey and Ron and Lisa and the other elders in this house. They have much to show you and teach you, and you have much to give, and God wants to use you, and he wants you to step out. And I believe that Ron Sykes is going to be a part of that, and of igniting you guys. So keep together, keep pressing on with the Lord, and submit yourselves to the Lord first and to those he puts over you, because it'll be to your benefit as it has been to mine. I've wanted to write a little note to all of you. I just haven't had time. But each and every one of you has been a major part of my life. Dick and Jerry, who I hardly knew when I bought my house, showed up one day and helped me paint. Hardly knew them. Mary Beth, being on worship team with you and Josh and Jeremy and getting to know your wives. You guys are, I love you guys. I'm so glad that we had that time to worship together. And my Semple family, what can I say? And my Fest family, I love you guys. And Alan Casey, I love you. Thank you. Some of you I've known for a long time, some not as long, and some I'd like to have gotten to know more, but there's a place for you down in North Carolina. I have two bedrooms. And you have your own bathroom. You don't have to worry about which one to go to because there's two in the apartment. So, but I just want to say how much I love you all. And I just encourage you, just to, whatever God has for you, submit to it and surrender to it. No matter what it looks like, because it's the best thing for our lives is to follow Him and obey Him. So I'm not going to say goodbye, but like Carol Burnett used to say, I'm so glad we had this time together. To laugh, to worship with you, to pray with you, break the word open with you. I'm so glad. I love y'all, and I thank you for being a part of my life.
So if you'd like to lay hands on Pauline, if you have a word or a scripture, you have something the Lord's given you, this is the time we're going to share it. So don't be shy.
Yeah, Patricia, keep doing this, girl.
So earlier on in the week, the Lord gave me this.
Okay, wait a second.
Just to everybody, this is how you're supposed to hold this microphone, okay? Because when you move your head, it doesn't move.
Have an Italian hold their hand in one place and talk is pretty unusual.
This I know, that God is for me, and God whose word I praise, and the Lord whose word I praise, in God I have put my trust. I shall not be afraid. What can man do to me? And then also further up, when I am afraid, I will put my trust in you, in God whose word I praise, in God I have put my trust. I shall not be afraid. What can mere man do to me?
God bless
you and keep you, and you are on the right path, and I know He has great things for you.
Thank you. Amen.
So we're not doing this one at a time. If you've got something, you need to be up here now. That's the direction. If you got something, up here. Form a cloud around her.
Back at Lisa's meeting, when I first found out that you were going to High Point, the Lord gave me a vision. And I've been praying into it. And I've been asking the Lord about this. And then tonight, He hasn't said anything to me until tonight. And everything that happened here tonight is a really good confirmation about High Point. This is the high point for you. But there are higher points coming. I see Him lifting you up on a gentle whirlwind in High Point, to a high point. And in your hand is a lightning rod. And the lightning is hitting the rod and filling you full of all power and all authority. And you have a unique perspective from there because you're up so high. Your obedience, the Lord is very pleased. And from that high point, down on the ground, I saw a tree and a ring of pine trees around that tree. And there were six rings of pine trees around that very dark tree in the center. And the pine trees have dropped sap on the ground. and people walking by those pine trees have gotten stuck in the sap. And as the gentle winds of the Spirit blow through those pine trees, the pine trees are distorting the truth. And the pine trees are mixing it with a little lie. The intercessors down there know about this. And they're praying and interceding against the pine trees. But the problem is the tree in the middle. And you're in a high point. And you can see that tree. And in high point, you will have pinpoint accuracy to take down these strongholds. That center tree has its tentacles around seven pillars. And with all power and with all authority, you're going to be able to zero in on these powers and these principalities. I've had the honor and the privilege over the years to actually see your warship take on the darkness that is out there. And I've seen huge slabs of darkness come down. It's been more of a blanket warship. But he's taking you to a new level with pinpoint accuracy to take these things down. And the Lord's going to ask you some really strange things. And one of the things he showed me tonight is when you're leading worship, he's going to ask you to turn your keyboard around to a certain direction. And you're going to think this is really weird. But it's to zero in on what needs to be zeroed in on. And the same thing with people out there. I've seen you prophesy to people through your music. And you're going to know exactly who they are out there. Okay.
Now this is part of the fruit of Pauline's ministry. The prophetic part. Because 3 years ago, that never would have happened. Stephen Jenkins standing here and prophesying without taking a breath for so long. And it wasn't read to us, but that maturation and encouragement is part of what Pauline has sown into the body.
Well, I came up here with one scripture, and I just, the Lord added to it, so I want to speak that one first. And tonight it's been mentioned three times about authority that the Lord has given us. And so in the same chapter of the verse that I was going to give you, when the 70 that Jesus had sent out in Luke chapter 10, he said, "Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you." And then it goes on to say, "The spirits are subject to you." And then to rejoice that your name is written in heaven. And I think it's important that those two statements are coupled together in that the spirits are subject to you, but remember, your name is written in heaven. That's where that authority comes from. But the scriptures that the Lord gave me this morning in chapter 10, verses 8 and 9, and I had to laugh when I read the first one. "Whatever city you enter and they receive you, eat such things that are set before you." And I could hear you say, "Are you going to eat that?" But it goes on to say, and this is the Lord's word to you, "Heal the sick there. Say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you." And you're going to preach this.
When I was praying this afternoon, I heard Clair de Lune by Claude Debussy. And I thought, well, that's a little different. Claude Debussy was reprobate, and the melody was written based on a poem that wasn't godly either. But it has power and emotion and whatever, and I thought, I must have missed it. But it came back again, and what I saw you doing was hearing the sound of the mountains and the places that you're going to be in North Carolina. The beautiful melodies, the beautiful rhythms, the beautiful harmonies, the sound that is characteristic of that area. And a lot of it is not redeemed. But you are going to hear it, and you are going to hear God's overtones in that. And you are going to hear the sound of the Lord over the land. And it's almost like he's going to take you to the tops of those mountains. And so when Stephen was prophesying about being at High Point and seeing, I thought you're going to be hearing too. And you are going to release a sound of redemption and reconciliation over the land and over the people there. It's in the Great Smoky area, and so you know that the clouds kind of drift in and out and move around, and they do it all day long. And that's the structure of the sound of that you are going to release. The music that you release is going to move throughout the land like that. And there's going to be redemption. It will be floating, and it will be the rain of the Spirit bringing new life. Okay.
Hi. Well, first, hi.
I love you.
I had something that I was sensing the Lord was telling me, and I wasn't sure until Mrs. Fest looked at me, and then I knew. She gave me the look. She was like, we know each other by worshiping with each other. And that's an incredible thing. That's an incredible way to know somebody. And what I was hearing from the Lord is that there's no worship of David without the faithfulness and the obedience of Abraham. And the worship of your life is far more than lyrics and notes. The sound that's going to be made and that has been made through your life is a sound of obedience. It's a sound of faithfulness. It's a sound of love and compassion. The stuff that Abraham had to enable the sound of music through David. And that rings true in my own life. Because my posture of worship when I'm singing or playing or living is closely intertwined with the impact that you've had on me on leading by example. Your faithfulness is unparalleled. Your servant's heart, I have not seen matched. And that's the thing that's going to empower generations that you're never even going to see. Decades from now, generations from now, that's the stuff that's going to carry down in the way that people live as a sound to the Lord. So I bless you. I thank you. I pray incredible favor over you. Lord God, open the heavens upon your daughter and hold nothing back, Lord. God, the faithfulness that she has sown into your kingdom would return to her, and even if just a little bit, would be a bounty for the rest of her life. God, and I thank you for all that's sown into the ground that will far outlive her legacy and will be her legacy because it's your kingdom.
Hey, couldn't be outdone.
Nah. All right. You know how we roll. No, she couldn't find me, that's why. She didn't. No, God gave me the nudge, though, that pit in the stomach thing. Yeah, I was like, incognito. Yeah. No, this whole night, the Lord is reminding me of something similar that I went through when I first started at Paychex. And when I first started there, you're the new kid on the block and you're in sales and they kind of start you off at the bottom and you get whatever you can get and you're lucky to get anything you can get there. And I was fearful every day. And the best advice in business that someone ever gave me was pray every day for favor. Mm-hmm. And on my work every day, on my way there, I would just constantly ask for favor in everything. Whatever the Lord had for me, every person that I talked to, every person that I got on the phone with, just for favor. And selling over the phone, you know, in areas of the world is very difficult to do. And when they started me there, I was given a territory that nobody else wanted. It was the worst territory performing in the country. And they dumped it on me. And here I am starting this new thing, this new venture, have to support my family. And I just kept praying for favor. And that territory was North Carolina. It was. And I turned it within 1 year into the number one territory in the company. And I was rep of the year because of that. And I truly believe it was because that prayer every single morning, just asking for God to give me that favor. And without that, it would have still probably been one of the worst territories. But God used me, and through that, I just wanted to impart into you the scripture in Joshua where the Lord says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. No matter where you go, I will be with you. So I just pray for Pauline this morning or this afternoon. And Lord God, I just thank you for her. I just thank you for the vessel that she has been for all the years. I thank you for one of the first Bibles I ever received from her when I graduated from from middle school, that I still have today. I just thank you for everything that she's poured into people, Lord God. And as she departs, Lord God, I pray that she would remember all those little things that she had done. And that is what she takes with her, is every memory of every little thing that she's done for everybody that she's touched, not just in this church, but in this region. I pray that you'd begin to show her, even as she begins to drive out of this state, she just has memories of person after person after person that she touched, and that she's not leaving behind a state, but she's leaving behind a legacy. And I pray that as she goes into her new venture, that you will watch over her, that you will give her the favor that you once gave me in that state. I know that you are bringing revival there, and you are bringing people there, you are bringing missionaries there, you are being strategic. You know exactly what you're doing. And where New York may now lack, North Carolina will gain. Hmm. And we just thank you for that. We just thank you for that. And the Lord just wants to say that I will hear my praises across the whole country. Amen. Whether you're worshiping here or in North Carolina, I will be glorified. Amen. The earth will be filled mm-hmm. with glory. The earth will be filled with glory. Wherever you are, wherever you're worshiping, we are together. We are not apart because we serve one God under one sky.
Not sure what I'm supposed to say yet. Okay, so I see you sitting at a table with other people and at it. And you have a plate full of apple slices. And you're just sitting there eating apple slices. And the other people are just sitting there staring at their apple. And their apples are a little bit bruised and not quite in the best shape. And I hear you say, are you going to eat that? So everyone just looks at you like, no, this apple is bruised. I'm not going to eat it. So you got up from your chair and you went over to them and you tapped their apple and it became perfect again. And with that, that is you impacting their lives. You have found how to feast with the Lord and get his living waters and carry it with you. And that is just an example of you showing other people how to do it too. And then the Lord brought you to a stadium and you had a blindfold on. And he said, this is the impact you have made. And he took off the blindfold and the stadium was filled and there were people pouring onto the fields. So just be encouraged that you are impacting and have impacted so many lives, and you are going to fill that stadium to where it is bursting at the seams.
Caitlin, I just want to say you're right on. When we were worshiping earlier, as families were filing in, I noticed how many children there are here, how many generations we have present tonight. And I felt God speak to me. He wants to encourage you. This is the impact that you have. Your impact goes beyond the people that you have interacted directly with. You have discipled me. You have therefore affected my children. And what affects my children will affect their children. The impact that you have left and the legacy that you leave in New York now affects far more than what you see. The seeds will continue to be sown, and God has used you so powerfully here. He will use you in North Carolina as well. Keep that vision. It goes beyond here.
I just have to say, her mother would not let me mentor her in how to belch.
Some things need to
Greetings. So we've already talked, but I'm going to paraphrase a little bit of the word. She that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And Pauline will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will deliver Pauline from the snare of the fowler, from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover Pauline with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. Pauline shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at her side, and 10,000 at her right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because Pauline has made the Lord, which is my refuge, her refuge, even the Most High, her habitation. There shall no evil befall her, neither shall any plague come nigh her dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over her to keep her in all her ways. They shall bear her up in their hands, lest she dashes her foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, and the young lion and dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because Pauline has set her love upon me. Therefore I will deliver her. I will set her on high, because she has known my name. She shall call upon me, and I will answer her. I will be with her in trouble. I will deliver and honor her. With long life will I satisfy her and show her my salvation. Amen.
Never be the same again. I can never return. I've closed the door. I will walk the path. I will run the race. And I will never be the same again. Never be the same again. I can never return. I've closed the door. I will walk the path. I will run the race. And I will never be the same again. Full life, full life. sweep away the darkness, burn away the chaff, and let a flame burn to glorify your name. There are higher heights, there are deeper seas, whatever you need to do, Lord, do in me. Glory of God fills my life, and I will never be the same again, and I will never be the same.
For such a time as this, the Lord is very efficient in what He does. He heard the cry of someone next week that is saying, send someone, send anyone. And He's done a work in you, He's done a work in us. He's arranged all of time so that you can bring hope to one person. It's not just for the one, but it, as far as that person is, that is for the one. God has sent you with purpose and direction. He's built your faith over this time. He has strengthened you. He's given you testimony upon testimony upon testimony. Now to share with others, to bring hope and intimate relationship wherever you go, through your words, through your action, through your worship. For such a time as this.
Children. Well, speaking of children, I don't know exactly how long ago it was, over 25 years ago. I think we, Ron and I, had met Pauline, and the Lord asked us to do something He had never really, like, officially asked us to do with anyone else, although many of you fall into this category. But one night, as Ron and I were praying for Pauline, the Lord said, I want you to adopt her as your daughter. And we're like, really? I'm not old enough to be her mother. And the Lord said, really? I want you to adopt her as your daughter. And so we went and told Pauline. We were with Doug, actually, at the time, in his office, and we said, Pauline, we would like to adopt you as our daughter. And she said, okay, because God had said that to all of us. And so from that time on, that's how Ron and I thought of Pauline. She was our friend, and she was our co-worker at church, and then eventually became our neighbor. But we always thought of her first and foremost as our daughter. And as mother and daughters do, sometimes she rolled her eyes at me more than once, but she got some looks. She got the look.
She gave me the look over the phone once. She did.
Probably more than once. But other than little moments of rebellion, as we hear from all of our children. She was a wonderful daughter. She is a wonderful daughter.
They are great parents.
And we incorporated her very willingly and happily into our family. And we saw her grow and be strengthened and be matured and ready for this moment. And just as parents, when it's time to release your children into whatever God has for them, it's not always easy, those of you who've had to do that, but it's always good if it's God. And I know the conversation that Pauline referred to about me asking her on the phone, did God tell you to move? That afternoon I had said to Ron, I think God's going to move our girl. And he went, no, he's not. I said, yeah, why would you say that? I said, well, I think it's God. And he was pretty upset about it at the time because Ron didn't like change very much. But later on, he said, if it's God, it's going to be good. And so I release her. He's not here in the flesh tonight, but I know he released her to the things of God. And so tonight is her mom. I too release her into the things of God. And I bless her with a mother's blessing. I bless her, Lord, in her rising up and in her sitting down, in her coming in and in her going out. I pray, Lord, that you would remain first and foremost in her life, above everyone and everything else. I pray, Lord, that you would bless the work of her hands. I pray that you would bless the ministry that I know is before her. I pray, Lord, that you would bless the words she speaks, the songs she sings. I pray, Father, that you would bless her heart, that you would open her mind to deeper revelation, that she would see you and know you in a way that she never has before. Lord, that you would be her husband, you would be her father, you would be her best friend, that you would be her shield and her exceeding great reward. I pray, Lord, that great favor would be upon her. I pray, O God, that she would lack nothing, but that you would provide all that she needs, body, soul, and spirit. Lord, I give her to you. I give her to you, Lord. And I release her to your plans and purposes. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you are a member of the Fivefold Ministry, please come up. Randy, Judy, Casey, anyone else that's been commissioned or ordained, please come up. We're going to commission Pauline. After full and sufficient opportunity for judging her gifts and satisfactory examination by us in regard to her Christian experience and call, Pauline DeLeo is solemnly and publicly set apart and commissioned to the work of the ministry as prophetic psalmist on this 30th day of July, 2016. Randy is the apostolic leader of prayer for New York State. Part of Pauline's gift, 15 years ago, we began doing this really strange thing of teaching people around the region how to pray through the night and worship through the night. And Pauline was one of the ones who faithfully would go with us from place to place and deposit sounds. Several of you learned from her and carried on from her. The folks that are worshiping with us tonight have participated more recently. But tonight, we're commissioning and mantling Pauline not to stay, but to go. With the gift that she shared in this region, even as it was read Psalm 91 over her, by the laying on of our hands, we commission and anoint Pauline to the ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ, to use those gifts wherever the Lord calls her, in the high places of the peaks and in the low places of the valleys. The sound of the Lord will reverberate from the land and through those who will join the land in singing to the Lord. The seeds that Pauline has sown have all fallen on good soil, and they are producing 100-fold in their crops. The harvest, as has been spoken, will be across generations, and there will be many who did not know their great-great-aunt in the Lord. But they will sing songs that resonate from the sounds of the songs that come from the sound of the Lord that Pauline hears and releases as love songs of worship in the places where she's called. There are new doors that are opening before you, and the way has already been made. He is walking the path. He is leading. Even as you asked him to in the dance, he is leading. And he is taking you to places, even as has been prophesied, where someone has been asking for unique, you may say peculiar, person to bring truth. And the Lord is going to unwrap that truth through you, through the prophetic gift that is in you, through the psalms that he births in your heart. There is even going to be new sounds in the night watches. I particularly hear the first and the last watch of the night as night sound revelation that you're going to gain of intimacy with the Lord to close and to open each day with more of his glory. So, Lord, as those that you have laid your hand upon, we have seen your hand upon Pauline. And we commission her this night as a prophetic psalmist, and we send her to the places that you have called her to walk for your glory. And we say, Lord, your daughter is ready for the adventure that you have for her. Lord, open the doors that no one can shut, and shut the doors that no one can open, so that Pauline is always upon your path and in the shelter of the shadow of your wings. In Jesus' name, we send her now. In Jesus' name.
Pauline, as I was sitting here tonight, the Lord spoke Psalm 138, which is a psalm of thanksgiving for his favor. So the Lord is sending you with great favor to bring more and more of his glory. And what I felt he was saying to me tonight for you was that he's not sending you to places to open a portal of worship, but to go into a place that's already been opened. And there he will lift you into a new level of worship and opening that portal to new levels, so that indeed you're going to come up higher, even as it says in Revelation, to come up here. So you're going to see and hear things that you've never seen and heard before because you have aligned yourself with God's favor for this time.
So we're going to conclude this evening with a song of worship. There are refreshments next door. There's a celebration cake next door. So let's worship the Lord and allow the Holy Spirit to just carry Pauline out to the places where He has for her. I love you all. Have a very blessed week.
Alleluia. For Lord God Almighty reigns. Alleluia. Alleluia. For the Lord God Almighty reigns. Alleluia. There are
be afraid. I've not only paved the way, I myself am your way.
Please stay in fellowship and greet Pauline. Lord bless you.